Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by the two coaches, Rick Strachan, but first Corey Nielsen. Won't keep you too long, Corey. You've got to go and do a TV interview, but congratulations tonight. The guys found a way after a bad start. How did you see the game?
I saw Guildford. They raised their intensity levels a lot from last night. I thought they were really flying. They made some plays. They put us under a lot of trouble all night long. And I thought the investment, the physical investment we put in yesterday, we looked a little sluggish out there. But a lot of desperation, fantastic goaltending, couple bounces, and we're happy guys. A lot of these players have no idea what they're in for in this upcoming weekend with the playoff final weekend. It's an amazing experience, and you know, I'm glad after the year we had, they get to look forward to that. One thing we should mention is our away support, which was fantastic tonight. A lot of black and gold in the stands tonight, which was really nice to see. And I think at times when we weren't our best, they tried to provide some energy for us. That six man always helped.
Yeah, absolutely. We were stood right by them. The noise was fantastic. Rick, over the two games, have you seen enough from this side to show that their compete level? You know, we said on the first night was there. Is that something that you think has seen you through in this game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the compete level, you know, guys out there dying, blocking shots, making plays, and they're tired. You know, we were so proud of them, the way they competed, and you know, that's what it's going to take next weekend.
How can you describe, do you think, that the playoff weekend to guys that haven't experienced it? It's a real special experience, eh?
Oh, it's hard to explain. It's probably the best, you know, a two-day event going, you know, with all the different fans and the noise and the atmosphere and the intensity. So, you know, we'll get them prepared and we'll get them ready for next weekend.
Just in the game, obviously that three-goal, you know, burst from Guildford. How important was it not to panic? Did you see on the bench that they could not panic?
Well, there was panic. Okay. There was panic, all right. Come on.
But they found a way.
Well, they found a way. You know what? You know whether they kind of took their foot off the gas, and we scored, you know, a couple quick goals, and you know, game on. And I thought the second period we did a good job. I don't think we were great, but you know, we did a great job of blocking shots and keeping to the outside. And you know, then you know, come the third period, it was a wild finish again. You know, we score a goal, then it's all over. You know, they scored the next shift, and then you know, they pull the goalie. And it was crazy out there, but you know, the guys battled hard. Jonesy made some huge saves. Guys blocked shots. They never quit. They keep working for each other. Always positive on the bench, and that's a good sign.